And so, as I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is he looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I ponder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? Again, if I have no sense of God's desire for me, I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now? In this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life. I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Love, peace, security, faith, safety, patience, compassion. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to the scripture for this prayer. Some verses from Psalm 18. and as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with this word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So I shall be saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me. The torrents of perdition assailed me. The God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me. For this I will extol you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises to your name. I repeat my word or phrase again and again in my mind. Meditate on this word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? I notice what this word or phrase makes me feel. Thank you. I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. Talk to God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what this word or phrase means to me. I tell God what this word or phrase makes me feel. Listen for God's response. spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Feeling His presence enfold me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the word or phrase I already have, I remain with it. Otherwise, I return to the scripture for another, repeating it again and again in my mind. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so I shall be saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me, the torrents of perdition assailed me. The God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me. For this I extol you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing praises to your name. Repeat my word or phrase again and again in my mind. I meditate on it. Thank you. What does this new word or phrase mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the new word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what this new word or phrase means to me. I tell God what this new word or phrase makes me feel. and I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God, simply being still in Him, allowing His love to enfold me. I talk to God as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.